G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, June 13. I'm John Barker. Joining me as usual, Joel Marshall and Carl Diorio. Well, Joel, the Queensland Carnival is almost up and this weekend we head to Ipswich.
Yeah, decent sort of a meeting, only the three black type races. Ipswich Cup, not probably one of the better renewals. The Eyeliner's not a bad race though. We've got one horse backing up from the Stradbroke, a couple of emergencies from last week's Stradbroke, and so I think the Eyeliner's probably the pick of the races there.
All right, well, we will take you right through the quaddy at Ipswich, including all the black type races. And the first leg of the quaddy is race 5, Queensland Times Winter Provincial Stayers Final, benchmark 80, worth 100,000 over 2150, Joel.
Tough start to the quaddy. A lot of these come out of the race at the Sunshine Coast. And doggone for the two that perhaps didn't have all their luck in that race, and I think they can improve. 17, Rockbolt, his first emergency, so probably going to need a little bit of luck to get a run. But he'd been shaping nicely. He's a progressive young stayer, and I thought he got chopped out of a run early in the straight and could have finished a bit closer. And 3, Iron Hector, drew the outside gate, went back to last and just never got into the race. He's drawn 2, so he can improve sharply. 17 from 3, next best 11, Holly Holy, who contested a stronger race last week, and 10, Forlock, has been racing well.
Going with number 2, Harbour Springs, with a bit of odds around about the $18 mark. Good last start, second at Gavin behind In Masquerade, and In Masquerade's in this field and was formerly trained by Peter Moody. But think this 5-year-old mare is certainly the type that appreciates a middle distance trip. Can tend to mix her form, but I do really feel that from the barrier should get a sort of a soft run in midfield and can figure a good each way odd. So got it on top from number 1, Poppin' Scotch, then chucking in 5, Kobe Creek, and 3, I'm Hector.
All right, race 6 at Ipswich on Saturday, second leg of the quaddy, Channel 7 Ipswich Cup, also over 2150 metres, a listed event worth 177,000. And Joel, the Kiwi breds win this more often than not, 33 of the past 60 years, and in fact 9 of the past 11 years a Kiwi breds won it. There's 4 Kiwi breds in this, but incredibly you're not tipping any of them.
No, I haven't got any of them in your top 4. You'd probably think Darcy Be Good's probably the leading contender of them, maybe the filly No Tricks. She ran her best race in Australia in the Queensland Oaks, so she might be on the way up. But no, number 8, Balagari, for me, tried to pass 2,000 metres for the first time last start, and he did a good job finishing second to Faust, beating home Jet Set Lad, who of course went on to win the Brisbane Cup. So that's a decent form line. He'd be better for that run over the trip. I think he'd be tough to beat. 3, Volk here, who ran in the Brisbane Cup, wasn't beaten far. He'll press forward, just going to hopefully not have to do too much work from that draw, but he'll run well. 1, Banker Mo, is pretty classy when right, as evidenced by his 59 kilos. He can improve. And I thought Vodnik, as a horse with a bit of upside, could run well.
Balagari for me, the favourite. Lloyd Kennywell tends to have success in Brisbane, and Balagari looks well placed here from the barrier on the minimum weight. Should just settle in behind the speed and get all the favours. So got it on top from Danchai, comes here in favour of Sydney. Further, I'm putting in a value runner, number 7, Kirtley, who jumps up to the 2150. Did finish down the track last time at listed level, but was only beaten 3.5, and I think Kirtley could be the one to run a bit of a cheeky race at odds, and Darcy Be Good, number 2, in for 4th.
Race 7 at Ipswich on Saturday, third leg of the quaddy, and second of the listed races, City of Ipswich Eyeliner Stakes, over 1350.
Colour number 10, Soros, at good odds here. Real eye-catching run first up last prep. Bombed the start about 10 lengths second up and actually didn't run too badly, and then didn't have much of his way at his next couple. He's a good fresh horse, and I think that's the time to catch him. It'll be good odds, but I think he's up to winning a race like this. 7, Night Rocker, caught wide last start. Went very well the start prior on his best form. He's a top hope. 6, Gundy Spirit, I think he's better suited coming back to the 1350. A more genuine tempo will suit him. And 8, Daffanel, a bit underrated, but he's a good horse and he won well first up.
Smoke and Joey on top for me, the top weight, the class runner and the favourite. Found the line in the Stradbroke, got back in the field and finished off nicely. Before that was a little bit plain in the Goodwood, but this seems a big drop in class, and I think certainly is the one to beat. So I've got it on top from 7, Night Rocker, who was wide most of the way. Shouldn't have Those problems here from barrier four. For third, I'm putting in number two, Reva Delago. And for fourth, number six, Gundy Spirit.
All right, and the last at Ipswich, race eight, Sky Racing Gay Waterhouse Classic for fillies and mares. Over the eyeliner trip of 1350, and this race has gone to the favourite in the past 4 years, in each of the past 4 years, and I think the selection of you blokes may well start favourite this year. Interesting that Gay Water. Not only has Gay Waterhouse never won this race, I don't reckon she's ever had a runner. Which you know, you'd think if you call the race the Gay Waterhouse Classic, you'd get one. You'd get one from Gay from time to time. A lower horse called Gay's Choice did win. But anyway, Joel. So Real Surreal is your selection and likely favourite.
Yeah, I think she'll be favourite. Champagne Cat also in the betting. But yeah, I think there'll be a fair bit of support for Real Surreal. Magic Noons winner back with Kelso Wood after a brief stint with Team Hawks, and a real eye-catching run first up. Got back from the wide gate and hit the line strongly. From barrier three, she can take up a closer position and looks well-weighted, so I think she can beat these. I think number eight, Farewell. I was with her first up. Certainly not dropping off. She was good first up. She was caught a little bit wide and just peaked on her run. She finished fifth. She hasn't won for a while. That's the only query, but she'll strip fitter. I think she's the main threat. 14, My Way or the Highway, the three-year-old filly. Much better last time out. She'll cross over from that wide gate, and I think she'll run a real cheeky race. And 12, Sister Emma, unbeaten at the track, fitter for two runs. The latest run wasn't too bad.
Yeah, Real Surreal for me as well. I mean, that was a real eye-catching run, and probably the best run all day at Doomben. Just got well back and hit the line hard. She looks back to somewhere near her best, and in this field will be very competitive. Got her on top from seven, Refer, who was good against the tempo in the Dane Ripper last time. Should be a little bit easier here, certainly dropping back from Group 2, the listed company, and down on the minimum weight. We'll get back in the field and be finding the line as well. Champagne Cath in for third, number four, and fourth, number eight, Farewell.
And your best and value bets on the Ipswich card?
Real Surreal, my best, and Soros is my value.
Yeah, Real Surreal, my best as well. And the value bet is race five, number two, Harbour Springs.
All right, Flemington, the venue for Melbourne racing on Saturday, and plenty of heats heading towards finals day next month. And great concept, and the owners and trainers really do get behind it. And they have again here big fields all day, nine races. Joel, what do you like at Flemington?
My best is Love Heart Lass, race seven, number 14. Good effort at Caulfield, getting up to the 2,000, just got way too far back, and then came back to the mile at Mooney Valley, last on the turn, hit the line hard for fourth. 2,000 at Flemington's perfect for her, I think she's ready to win. I made Violent Snow my value, off a bit of a let-up, race three, number seven. Good run last time out, back a little bit in distance, but she's going pretty well. She seems a pretty honest filly. And a couple of others that I like through the day. Race one, number five, Makatiti. Short enough at 460, you might get better. And Sang Choi Bao, race six, number 10. I think off a freshen can run a good race back to the 1,000 metres.
Race four, number six, Karimi. There's one, two on the bounce with Patrick Maloney aboard. And I'm just surprised the price again. They've put up a decent each way quote, around about 550 available. DeLille Engine looks the one to beat. I guess the obvious danger. Was a winner over this track and distance four starts ago, beating Rodway, and was in great form over the summer. But Kareeming is in a purple patch of form. It was a really nice effort in the Pakenham Cup behind Tully Buck Kid, and then chased home Killarney Kid over 2,000 metres at Flemington. The last two wins at benchmark 90 level have been really good, and I don't think the handicapper has quite got to Kareeming yet. So that's my best. And the other one I am quite keen on is Refulgent in the last. It really does get in well at the weights. After the 2 kilo claim at Jai McNeil, and importantly, Jai will be able to claim the full 2 kilos to have Refulgent carrying 52.5 in that race. Smashing Doubt looks the danger, but Refulgent's overdue, and if it's ever going to win one, it might just be the last race. The other one worth mentioning is race one, number two, Old Trieste. 1,400 metre race. Has the experience edge. Hard to really gauge the other horses where they're at, but Old Trieste is coming through strong form races like the Magic Minions Classic, the Bruce McLaughlin, and the Clockwise Classic at Ballarat, and fitter for two runs this campaign, should be ready to go 1,400.
I'm with Carl. Kareeming for the informed Pat Carey. Don't think the handicapper has caught up with this horse yet, and my value bet There's race 7, number 3, a Golden Oldies for another informed stable, Terry and Karina O'Sullivan. And just might scoot along in front there and at least hang on for a place at about $26. Rosehill Gardens is the venue for Sydney racing on Saturday. Joel, your best comes up in the fifth.
Yeah, Brooke Road, a talented filly. Resumed from a spell, she's trialled quite nicely. 58.5 is just a slight query, but I think she's ready to run a good race fresh. Should be suited by a good pace, which should be set by stablemate Centre de Noach. I think Brooke Road will get home over the top. My value is Moral Victory, race 7, number 6. Good run last start. That was second up from a spell. He's getting fitter, and I think he should be just about ready to win.
Best bet, race 4, number 7, Mirage. We all saw what happened last time. He was all set for victory on the heavy 10 track, and then he just decided to run out towards the outside fence and cost himself a certain win. And there was a big gap to third. So I think if Mirage goes straight and has been back to the trials and looked all right, I think Mirage has got them covered in that fourth race. Two value bets to end up the card. Race 7, number 7, also race, $17. Picked it last time. I thought the run was full of merit, wide, no cover, and ran on in the worst part of the track. Ran the quickest section of the race between the 800 to the 4 and really tried hard at the end. And it was going 7 weeks between runs prior in the Dark Jewel. So there is improvement to come fitness-wise, I think, on the quick backup. And race 8, number 5, Pickabee. Went up $51, now into 15. Placed behind Shrikandy 5 starts ago. Went a little off the boil last campaign, but is now in the new stable, still owned by Old Connections, including the previous trainer. And, well, it just finds its right sort of race. From barrier 2, should settle just for the midfield and be in a striking position.
All right, they're on the course proper again at Morfordville on Saturday. And, Carl, you think that race 5, number 5, Maharaj, is ready to win third up for Wes Hunter?
Yeah, well, speaking of betting plunges, this one was $61 into 6 last time at Seymour, coming off 2 duck eggs on the provincial circuit. And it settled well back in the field, was 3 back on the fence. Didn't get much room until very late, a little bit one-paced. But the run was still quite good. And for a race of this nature where there's 10 horses in the field, many of whom are limited, if Mirage gets a nice soft run in midfield and unimpeded from the 600, it should be winning. And my value bet comes up in the last, and that is trained by John O'Connor. The name is House of Wax. Draws barrier 3, and that's important because Creonce and Ticket the Torak, the two leaders of this race, draw the two widest barriers. They should come across and set the tempo, and the House of Wax should get all the favours to be winning here third up.
My best is in the last, Fine Approach, back in class. She won 2 similar sort of races against mares with 55 kilos, and then they tried a hand in black type company, including Group 1 Sangster, and this is more suitable, and after the claim gets him with 55, so I think she's the one to beat. And my value is in the 2-year-old race, race 2, number 11, Maydan's Beauty from Amy Johnston. Crosses the border, gets a good jockey, Dom Tournier, and good run on debut on the synthetic. Showed a bit of pace, and wasn't beaten all that far, finishing 4th behind Safari Ann, who's since gone to Mooney Valley and won. So $26, I think that's over the odds for her.
Alrighty, Belmont, as usual in winter, is the Perth venue, and there is in fact a Group 3 race, the Hyperion Stakes, and a few familiar names going around against each other here again, up to 1600 metres this time. And Joel, you think that Fuchsia Bandana, possibly not the best of luck, first 2 starts this campaign, can break through this time?
Yeah, I think third up, she should be right at her peak now, good draw. Jared Noski to ride. I think she gets her chance to win on Saturday. I made the other mare my second pick in the main danger, number 7, Belmont Girl. Fitter for that first up run. 2 Shining Knight up to the 1600. That's the query, but he's by Black Fry, so should be okay. And I threw in Tower of Lonro for 4th. He's been going great guns with big weights. In restricted company, interesting here, they come back to the mile at weight for age, but he's fit and he should run well. My best is Raising Dubai, race 7, number 3. Really good effort second up, finding just the one better. 2,000 metres is ideal for him third up, and he should get a good run from gate 5. And my value is in the opener, race 1, number 10, Annie's Luck. Ran a good race on debut back in January, settled back and ran on well. That was over 1,000. I think 1,200 is certainly going to suit her much better, and she has won a trial leading into this.
And earlier in the day, there is a big 11-race card at Ruakaka.
Yeah, monstrous fields. All the connections looking for the dry track, and dead five should suit most of these. So, yes, capacity fields. My best is De Cashman, race four, number five. Now, his form looks horrible on paper, but he's one who hasn't been helped running on very wet tracks. He likes to roll to the front. He gets a 3 kilo claim, carries 53.5. He's got a good record at Ruakaka, and the firm ground will suit. And there's not really a strong race. There's not a lot of winning form in it, so I think he can bounce back at good odds. And I made my value Cookie Monster, race five, number eight. Scored at this track on debut about 12 months ago and had a bit of time off, returned from a spell in August and just failed horribly on a heavy 11 surface, was put away, and the resumes here on the back of a pretty decent trial. So on a firm track, we can see the best of him. And at Awapuni, on the other hand, the track will be a heavy 10, big day for the jumpers. There, my best is Cyclone Tracy, race 8, number 7. Another horse with the pretty poor form lines on paper, but she's looking for the 2100. She's had the three runs over the mile this time in. As soon as she stepped up to this sort of trip last prep, she won. And I think she might repeat. And my value is Spendaholic in the last, race 9, number 11. Had the two runs this time in. Both have been pretty decent. Gets the blinkers on. That might be enough to improve her into the money.
All right, well, speaking of big days for the jumpers, Warrnambool on Sunday. Four of the eight races are over jumps, including the $80,000 Kevin Lafferty hurdle and Decron Thackeray steeplechase. Carl, can you tell us anything about Warrnambool on Sunday?
Yeah, good meeting. It's a really good meeting. The flat card's quite strong with big numbers, and there's a bit of depth to these hurdle races, which we've seen at Warrnambool all year round. The Kevin Lafferty, I think Fieldmaster there, the equal top weight with Urban Explorer will be the one to beat. Arch Fire was very impressive last time winning the Australian hurdle, and Looms is the main danger. I think those two horses will fight it out. And the Thackeray Steeplechase, that is got Bash Boy as the short price favourite, but I think Manitone can roll Bash Boy and also beat Regina Coley, the Grand Annual winner. I think Manitone, three starts ago, lost in South Australia, just not handling the blue jumps. They've got the different colour, and Manitone wasn't used to it and was running out the jumps. But has since atoned with two good victories over the steeple fences, and should go around to a decent each way quote to knock off the odds on pop.
Alrighty, well, that wraps up a big winter weekend of racing around Australasia. And don't forget to get your winning post. We, of course, start on Friday with full form guides for a couple of meetings, and then we roll through with our normal Saturday and Sunday coverage, all just for $5. So pick up one of those if you haven't already, and our best $20 bet for the weekend we will finish with. I will kick us off. I'm, in my inimitable style, going to have a duet. Flemington, race 4, numbers 2 and 6, Kuldini, I think just about ready to come good. And Kareeming, my best bet for the day. Carl?
Yeah, I'll go into Morpheville, the last race. 20, the win on House of Wax.
And I'll go to Flemington, race 7, number 14, Love Heartless.
Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. You're back, plenty of winners. We'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.